Blog Talk Radio.
Today's guest is Italian designer Valentina Cirasola, owner of her international design firm, Valentina Interiors and Design. Valentina will dissect home decorating challenges in any shapes and forms. She will talk about fashion and inspire you to never be afraid of color. Wait, that is not all. In her Thursday show, Valentina will easily entertain on subjects of etiquette, food, and table manners as well. Take it from Valentina, a Renaissance woman who has done it all and put all her passions to work.
Well, today is Thursday, and today is Valentina Cirasola, Design Universe. She's here, and what a topic. I am so excited for this topic this week, Valentina, in the Venetian style. And I was like, wow, this is going to be exciting. So how are you? Let's start there.
Yes, I am fine, and it is kind of cold, not here, obviously. It's not as bad as it is in some parts of the world, but it is February, and it feels like winter, you know.
Oh, that's right.
However, I am fine, by the way. I'm fine, very fine.
Good.
And it is a month when Mardi Gras is celebrated in most parts of the world, at least in the Christian world, is celebrated, you know, from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil all the way to Italy and France and New Orleans, you know. This is the month that this excitement happens. And so that's what inspired me to talk about this topic this time, because it's the right month. And we should be thinking of creating some costumes and masks and go somewhere and celebrate on that day.
That's right. I like that.
So today's topic, as you said, is in the Venetian style, how to decorate in the Venetian style.
Mm-hmm.
We know that when we decorate a home interior, we can choose from so many styles available, from French, Asian, American, English. Then we go to contemporary, antiques, you know, you got it, you got the idea, and so on.
Right, yes.
Then we can choose a theme like the beach theme, country theme, eclectic, bohemian, shabby chic, all kinds of themes.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have celebrations that also inspire us for some seasonal decorating. Like we have in this part of the world, we have 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas. You know, we celebrate these events and we decorate for a small period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Venetian style, it doesn't have to be just for Carnevale or Mardi Gras decoration. It can be, obviously, it can be. But it could also be a style that is permanent, because the Venetian style is very beautiful and very sensuous, and you will know why. So it is something that people can do and live with all year round for many years, because it's mostly a classic style. It's a very sensuous and a very delicate.
Yes.
Excuse me. So let's say to understand a particular style, it is important to know some history. You know, if we want to decorate in Edwardian times, you know, or bohemian style, then we need to know the history of that period. What is some of the insight that shaped the period or shaped that style, and then why people accepted it? Why do they feel comfortable enough that they can have it in their own home? So the story of a Venetian style happened many, many centuries ago, when the city of Venice was a a republic on its own, was its own kind of state. Mm-hmm. It was not just a town, it was its own government, its own republic. It was a peaceful, first of all, they were very wealthy. It was a wealthy republic, and it was very peaceful and productive. In fact, it was called La Serenissima. That means, in English, means the very serene, because Venetians were financially stable, mm-hmm. politically powerful, mm-hmm. and didn't fight with neighboring countries. They just didn't need to dominate someone else. They dominate their own market. And so, instead, the Venetian people traded goods with foreign countries and the Far East, especially when Marco Polo went to China through the Silk Road and brought back to Venice a new way of decorating the homes with silk fabrics for the interiors. Oriental vases and potteries and dishes and cups and whatnot in Oriental style, you know, new pieces or new spices to enhance the Italian food, and fabrics also that they brought, he brought back for fashion for both men and women. They were the same color. So it is important to know these things so one can have the right direction to go to.
Right.
So due to the fact that Venetians were a very peaceful people and a very powerful country, the result of that was what? Making parties, embrace a lavish life, and celebrated a lot. They celebrated any time of the day. So ever since then, we every year, 40 days before Easter, in the whole Christian world, not just in Venice, it is celebrated Mardi Gras or Carnevale, depending on where a person lives. You know, in Italy, it's called Carnevale. In New Orleans, it's called Mardi Gras, but it's just the same. It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Basically, what they celebrate is the arrival of spring with food, with the abundance that it's coming out from under the snow, from the new harvest that are coming out from under the cold weather. Mm-hmm. And so they celebrate the arrival of spring with food, wine, happy dances, you know, like in Rio de Janeiro, they have samba dances and parties, a lot of crazy parties, elaborate and colorful costumes. And so they add also the breathtaking mask, because Venice is famous also for producing a lot of beautiful, beautiful masks. Mm. And the same is for Rio de Janeiro, the same is for Mardi Gras. Anywhere this celebration happens, everybody will have a mask.
Okay.
And so in the history of time, Carnevale has been the magic time for amusement, debauchery, costume parties, eating, and unrestrained sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because
of
the mask. Once a person put a mask on, they disguise their own face.
They went buck wild because no one can recognize them.
Exactly. Uh-huh. People wouldn't know who they were. Under the mask, people are concealed, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
So wearing a mask, it gives the permission, at least that's how it started, it gives the permission to be unruly and to have a licentious behavior, things that they would normally do during the normal days.
Right.
And so the rule is that never take the mask off until the end of the festivity, which falls on Ash Day, which is a Wednesday, soon after Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
So on Fat Tuesday, everything stops. All the fat eating stops. All the meat stops. And all the debauchery and unruled sex stops. And then on Ash Wednesday, everything returns to normal. And so my comment to this, it's always been that the next day the reality might not be as pretty as the day before, right? Because
right.
Once you become a normal person, things might not look so colorful any longer, right?
That's right. And then you don't know, you know, the person that you're walking with down the street or past down the street,
mm-hmm.
you could have been very naughty with the night before.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Sounds wicked.
Yes, very wicked. And
yeah.
It has been in history examples of an ancestry, you know, because when you have a mask on, you don't know who you getting together. And so
right.
it has happened that there were cases of incest.
Oh, my
and,
Lord,
I'm
kidding.
Yeah,
they would,
yeah.
But that's going kind of, that's like, I mean, could they dress up a dog and put a mask on them?
Well, animals are animals. They don't really know. They do with anything that they like. You know, dogs have no
yeah.
rules. But
right.
that what divides us, the human being from the animals, because we have the brain that works. And
right.
it makes us discern things. But with when it's Carnevale or Mardi Gras with a mask on, because
mm-hmm.
every trick is permitted
mm-hmm.
and accepted, anything can happen. So that's the idea. Never take the mask off until it is Fat Tuesday and it's finished. The next day,
wow.
once you take the mask off, you return to normality.
Hmm.
So that's why I said knowing the history is very important. Okay.
Right.
So
yeah.
going back to the wealth of Venice, the Venice Republic, the homes also reflect that wealth that the government had. And the homes were very luxurious, decorated with
yeah.
valuable materials and valuable furniture. One of the items, for instance, that is still going strong today is the red marble called Rosso Verona, which is used for flooring. And you will find that in all the museums in Venice, all the houses and all the churches and all the public places. You find a lot of Rosso Verona everywhere because
uh-huh.
it's local. It grows locally, and so they use it a lot. But today it's very expensive. It didn't, you know, it's not like it used to be. It is
yeah.
very expensive, so they're still used.
Right.
So then we look at the geography of Venice. Venice sits on the water. It's surrounded by water. So therefore, the colors of Venetian interior reflect all the colors of the water, the blues, the light greens, aqua, and as the sun rises in the morning and falls in the evening, all the warm rays reflect on the water. And those rays become light pink, light purple, light blue. All of those colors go into the home.
Very nice. I love those colors.
Oh, it is. The interior of Venetian interiors are very beautiful, very classy,
wow.
and very pleasant because
right.
the material and the colors are very precious.
Right.
I bet those
silks that Marco Polo brought over to
yeah.
Venice were beautiful.
Oh, they're just
stunning.
Oh, my
Lord.
Yeah. They made shoes with it. They made purses. They made, in fact, I was just going to tell you that the fabric that he brought was also used for fashion for both men and women, right? The fashion was also influenced by the Marco Polo silk, just as well, and then they were used for the interiors as well. So
we're gonna stop right there and come back to it. I'm sure everybody will want to hear. And we're gonna go to a commercial.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Every person who has a home desires to live in beauty, harmony, and comfort, says Valentina of Valentina Interiors and Designs. In business since 1990, Italian-born designer Valentina has been producing interiors and exteriors designs to suit and embrace mind, soul, body, and functionality. Beauty without functionality is only daydreaming. Valentina creates realities. Valentina's goal as an interior designer is to touch and transform people's lives while transforming their spaces. Visit her at www.valentinadesigns.com or call for design consultations online and in-home, 650-346-6349.
You're listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio, and today, Valentina Sarasola's Design Universe is today, and we're in a very interesting conversation talking about Venetian style. And Valentina, since we talked about Marco Polo, do you know how that got started, you know, in the pool, when you're like in a pool and someone goes Marco and the other person goes Polo? What is that all about? Do you know? I don't know. I always wonder where they get that from.
I'm not sure. I think this is an American thing, but I think it has to do with the water. Because you said when people are in the pool.
Yes, in the pool.
Right. So it has to do with water, I guess, because, you know, Marco Polo was a navigator. And so he dealt with a lot of water in his life. I mean, other than going on the road, Silk Road, through China, he did a lot of other navigation. So,
we're talking about the Venetian style. So,
as I was saying about the fashion, when Marco Polo brought the silks to Venice, the silks were used both for interiors and for fashion, and men and women used the same colors.
Right.
So it was very common in Venice time to see a man dressed with a light pink jerkin. You know, a jerkin was a long type of jacket, very tight at the waist and flared out at the bottom.
Okay.
That's a pink jerkin. Or with yellow silk stockings and cream ruffled shirt. It was the man for color. I mean, excuse me, the color for a man.
But it
was also common to see a woman in a light purple dress with chartreuse shoes. So the colors were the same for men and women. They wore it interchangeably. So, but then, as I said again, let's look at the geography of Venice. Venice is mostly a gray, foggy town and very cold. It's very cold. And when the water comes up from the canal, it's a wet town, very wet.
Right.
And, I mean, the water raises up into the homes. So,
in the homes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So the bottom of the homes of Venice, it's always in the water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So to counterbalance the grayness of the outside, the traditional Venetian interior is very cheerful but delicate.
Uh-huh.
It reflects the colors of the water, as I said before, the delicate pastels. There are mix of floral and a lot of cream colors. Also, a traditional Venetian interior included heavy upholstery. They might have been burgundy, to echo the wines that Venetians drink all the time. They might have been dark green to echo the nature, and there were a lot of gold accessories to return back in their mind to echo the jewelry and the gold that the Venetian traded on. The fabric used to be brocade, damask, silks, and velvet. Those are the, they were the typical fabrics then.
I love the damask.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
yes. The flooring was also very dark, hardwood or marble. The Rosso Verona, like I said before, or checker designs, or heavily composition of mosaic. We have some stunning, stunning example of flooring still existing today. That when we do reproduce in nowadays time, they are very, very costly. But they were costly even then.
Really?
You know? Yes,
oh, wow.
Absolutely. Because it takes so many hours and so much skills from the people who laid down the mosaic. Yeah. And then the windows were colorful. They had, they were always embellished with panes of stained glass.
Yes.
So in the modern Venetian interior, we can maintain some of the details of the old Venice, the old traditional Venetian interior. You know, even times, Venice is, it stands in a still time, but interiors have evolved. Not many people now design in a very, very traditional, even though it's very beautiful, but the new modern Venetian tend to stay modern. However, they do maintain some of the details of the original Venetian styles, and that is the flooring, the marble work, all the mosaics, the windows, they're still stained, made with paint of stained glasses. And inside, they have a lot of stunning blown glass details, you know, like accessories. Because let's not forget, Venice is the capital of blown glass. That's where you find the most beautiful pieces in the world.
Wow.
So the modern Venetians can be, it's, it might be easy to find an all-white interior, completely white, all furniture white, with some accent, you know, like maybe a chartreuse sofa with print, animal print pillows, or rugs, and the walls might be decorated with faux finishing metal, you know, like gun metal, like gold. So it's totally different than what the Venetian used to be, but the colors are the same. And you might find a Venetian interior in the modern style with dark walls, and then all light pastel furniture with blown glass details and some gold details here and there. So what really makes, in the modern time, the style, the Venetian style, is the flooring, that they're still making them the same, all beautiful mosaic, marble, checkered, and or hardwood. And then, you know, the fabrics have lightened up. They're no longer brocade or damask or velvet. Or they might have just accent of these fabrics in the modern interior. The curtains, you know, have lightened up. They've become sheer, they've become silks, they've become other things. But that's what you might find. The same colors of the pastel and the aqua color, the watercolors from the outside, and the rest might be, you know, might have modern lines and modern shapes. So, as I always say, transforming a space in a period of certain period of style, it takes knowledge. It is
right.
best for a person to, the first step to do is to gather the information and
uh-huh.
get an inspiration. So anyone can design in a Venetian style as long as they know what and where, you know,
right.
what to do and where to do and how to do it. Because it's good to do a period style, but if one does a mix and match or this and this, I put some of this and some of that, thinking that the style can come alive, is not. An historical period, it's very, if one wants to have a period style, has to be true to the real thing. Otherwise,
right.
it doesn't look good.
Hmm.
So the Venetian style, to me, is very classy. And because of the colors are very delicate, it's best to do some information first and learn some mystery. And then everything can come together easy. And then
right.
they will be very beautiful. Definitely.
Yeah, like Joan Rivers. Yeah. You've seen Joan Rivers, her home. Have you ever looked on it? Looked at
yes.
her online?
Uh-huh.
She has beautiful, I think she has some Venetian style.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Some,
I think it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
the shape of furniture used to be really beautiful.
Really?
They had these trumeaux, or they can also be called commode,
mm-hmm.
which in an English language, commode is toilet.
Yeah. Right.
But in the French language, commode is a rounded piece of furniture with a belly, you know?
Oh, okay.
That has drawers or drawers and shelves.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a belly front. And they had many of that. In fact, I put one in my page of this show.
Okay.
One
yes.
that I did in one of my interiors.
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah,
beautiful.
That piece was found, but we restored it.
Really?
Into the green. Yeah, it was green chartreuse, and it was beautiful, and gold. It was
wow.
absolutely gorgeous.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So do you have any questions?
Well, questions. Well, you know what I'm doing. I'm enjoying the conversation about the Venetian style, and I was licking my chops when you said Marco Polo brought over all these silks and all the, you know, the fabrics
yeah.
and whatever. And I'm like imagining what, you know, the people probably were just amazed, you know. So at that time.
Yep.
So would you say, what would you say if someone wanted to do their home in a Venetian style, would you suggest they do the whole house or a part of the house, or how would you implement that?
Well, obviously, the whole house would be suggestible
mm-hmm.
because that way it's consistent.
Right,
and
throughout.
It's consistent throughout and makes sense.
Right.
Just like in Joan Rivers' house, the whole house was made like that. In
yes.
that style.
Yes.
So it's consistent and it makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, anything is possible today, and we can go outside the rules sometimes.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
If one wants to have just a living room or a specific room just done in that style,
mm-hmm.
why not? After all, we have doors, and once the door is closed, nobody sees that one room is different than the rest of the house.
That's true. But then you have over guests. You have
yes.
guests over. And well, it
yes.
could be a conversation piece
Absolutely.
As well. Right, so
you know, people
there
are
you go.
Still doing a particular room that has
right.
interest. You know, like let's go to the blue room,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that's the only house, the only room in the house that is blue, and they do whatever they do in that blue room. You know, it might be a library, it might be a smoking room, it might be the men's cage.
Or,
that's
right, or they might put on a mask and make it Mardi Gras. All right.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
So we've come to the end of our time, Valentina, but what a show.
Oh.
That was so interesting. And if Valentina Sarasola, right, if she comes on every first Thursday of the month.
Yes.
Am I right? Oh,
yes.
I said it right this time.
Yes.
And, So, and her topics range from soup to nuts to whatever. So it's always a great surprise to hear what's happening with her and her topics.
Yeah.
And plus she goes to
Italy.
That's right. So I'm yet to take that trip. But
yep.
I put your commercial, I put your trip to Italy commercials on, and I have people say, "Oh my God, that sounds so wonderful!" You know, because
it's a wonderful thing. I'm sure there's people. We pick them up at the airport, and they're laughing and they're happy to be there. But when they leave from the same airport, we take them there. They cry. They don't want to leave.
Right. Oh my
because
goodness.
Those 12 days, 10 days, whatever they are. They have a blast, and they've never been treated on a trip like we treat them.
Wow.
I have a team in Italy that helps me, and they're there. They live there. So it is incredibly different, the trips that we offer versus what other travel agents offer.
Wow.
Incredibly different, and that's why people cry at the airport.
So now you're going, I hear you're going in May this year, right?
Always leave in May, always.
Always leave in May, okay. So May is the date,
Yeah, May is my month.
All right, there you go. Okay, Valentina, until next time.
Yes, thank you.
You know, we look forward to Valentina Sarasola's Design Universe. And so you can go to Valentina's website, which is?
ValentinaDesigns.com.
There you go, and read up some more. And also, you could check out her books, which are fascinating. And this year, I got one of her calendars, which I'm so proud. And I'm looking at one, looking at it right now, Valentina. It keeps me hungry.
I know, the grilled onions. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Over a bed of arugula, yes. It's
so
healthy and so good.
Sounds great. All right, so I will talk to you on March. It should be
March
a great month.
Yes.
March the 5th.
Yes.
All right. So take care.
Thank you so much, and take care, all of you. Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.